Here it's interesting to note that quite a number of the three-brained beings of the Babylonian epoch already suspected the gradual deterioration of the sensitivity of this organ of theirs, and certain of them even founded a new society in Babylon, which launched a peculiar movement among the painters of that time. This peculiar movement had the following program: to find out and elucidate the truth only by means of the tonalities existing between white and black. And they executed all their paintings using exclusively the tonalities from black to white. When I found out about that particular movement among the Babylonian painters, they were already using in their paintings about 1,500 quite distinct shades of the color gray. This new movement in painting made a great stir among the beings who were striving to learn truth, at least in something, and it often gave rise to another and still more peculiar movement, this time among the beings then known in Babylon as olfactorists, who studied and devised new combinations of concentration of vibrations acting in a particular way on the sense of smell of beings, and producing definite effects on their general psyche, that is to say, among those beings who made it their aim to find the truth by means of smells. Certain enthusiasts of this study, in imitation of the followers of the new movement in painting, founded a similar society, the stated purpose of which was to seek the truth in the nuances of smells given off between the moment of the action of cold at freezing and the moment of the action of heat at decomposition. As the painters had done with colors, they also found between these two limits of smell about 700 very definite gradations, which they employed in their experiments. I do not know where these two peculiar movements in Babylon would have led if a newly appointed mayor of the city, soon after our arrival there, had not started prosecuting the followers of that second movement, since, with their already sufficiently keen sense of smell, they had begun to get wind of and expose certain of his shady dealings, with the result that he used every possible means to suppress everything connected not only with that second movement, but with the first as well. As regards that organ of theirs about which we begin to speak, namely the organ for perceiving the visibility of cosmic arisings outside themselves, the deterioration of its sensitivity continued after the Babylonian period and reached such a point that during our last stay on the surface of this planet, your favorites, instead of the 1,921,600 tonalities of color which they ought to have perceived, had the possibility of perceiving and distinguishing only the result of the penultimate sevenfold crystallization of the white ray, that is, 49 tonalities. And even then, only some of your favorites had that capacity, while the rest, perhaps the majority, were deprived even of that. But what is most interesting as regards this progressive deterioration of that most important part of their common presence is the sorry farce that results, which is that those contemporary three-brained beings who can still manage to distinguish this miserable fraction of the total number of tonalities, merely 49, look down with disdain and self-conceit upon those other beings who have lost the capacity to distinguish even this insignificant number, as upon beings with an abnormal deficiency in that organ, and speak of them as afflicted by the disease called Daltonism. The last seven blendings of the center of gravity vibrations of the white ray in Babylon, just as now among the contemporary beings of that planet, had the following names: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Now, Listen to the way in which the learned beings belonging to the group of painters indicated the useful information and various fragments of knowledge they had attained in lawful inexactitudes of the great cosmic law called the Law of Sevenfoldness, by means of the combinations of these seven independent definite colors and other secondary tonalities derived from them. In accordance with that definite property of the common integral vibration, or the white ray, during the process of its transformation, about which I've just spoken, and which was already familiar to the learned Babylonian painters, each of its center of gravity vibrations, or one of the separate colors of the white ray, is always derived from another and is transformed into a third. For example, the color orange is derived from red and in turn passes into yellow, and so on and so forth. So, whenever these learned painters of Babylon made their pictures, or wove or embroidered with colored threads, they arranged the different tonalities, whether lengthwise or crosswise or at the points of intersection of the lines of color, not in the lawful sequence in which this process normally takes place, in accordance with the law of sevenfoldness, but otherwise. And it was in these equally lawful otherwises that they placed the substance of certain information and knowledge. On Thursday, namely the day dedicated to sacred and popular dances, the learned beings of this group presented, with the necessary explanations, all possible forms of religious and popular dances, some already in existence, which they only modified, and others quite new ones, created by them themselves. And in order that you should have a better idea and understanding of the way in which they indicated what they wished in these dances, you must know that the learned beings of this time had long been aware that in accordance with the law of sevenfoldness, every posture or movement of any being always consists of seven mutually balanced tensions arising in seven independent parts of his whole presence, and that each of these seven parts in their turn consist of seven different what are called lines of movement, and that each line has seven what are called points of dynamic concentration. And finally, that all this is repeated in the same way and in the same sequence, but always on a diminishing scale, down to the minutest particles of the whole body, called atoms. And so, in the movements of their dances, which were lawful in their accordance with each other, these learned dancers inserted intentional inexactitudes, also lawful, indicating in them, in a certain order, the information and knowledge they wished to transmit.